The bill lawmakers are working on would inject an additional $75 million into public education annually and lays out a new formula for allocating money to districts. Superintendents who testified all said the money is not nearly enough to satisfy the state Supreme Court, which has ruled Kansas is inadequately funding schools. They're also worried that the formula wouldn't direct enough resources to career and tech ed programs, that the way students would be counted is vastly more complicated, and the way local revenue could be raised is too restrictive. Educators are pleased that the plan would start to fund all-day kindergarten and that it takes inflation into consideration. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Sam Zeff.